we rejoin our exploration of Winamp 5 during an investigation of the Winamp Preferences Dialogue.
We are back in our Preferences Dialogue, and I'm just going to go to...
Media Library 6 of 8.
The Media Library, and this is something relatively new, which has appeared... I think it first came in Winamp 2.9. And I'm not sure how many people are using it, but I quite like it. The media library is a way for you to organize your files, your media files on your PC, your MP3s or your WAV files. It's also a way of finding internet radio streams, internet TV streams, and it's a remarkable feature, and we'll explore some of its configuration options first, and then we'll go and take a look at the media library itself. So I'm going to continue to tab
close
here.
Button.
There's a close button.
Media library display settings, display show info and media and album views, checkbox checked.
Okay, these are the display settings.
Media library display settings, remember search filters and media and album views, checkbox unchecked.
Remember search filters. Now that's actually a very powerful feature, and we'll perhaps come back and look at that in the future week.
Now playing options do not allow media to automatically switch to now playing, checkbox unchecked.
Some of these features are quite powerful. When you select something in the media library, you can have it play automatically, or you can tell Winamp to play it manually.
Now playing options do not allow web content to execute or download Java, JavaScript scripts and ActiveX controls, checkbox checked.
That's quite important. With the media library, you can access internet content, and the ability to run ActiveX and the like has been disabled, and that's what you would probably want, unless you have a specific reason for wanting it to do so, although proceed with caution.
Double click or enter in the library. Play selected item as one of two combo box.
These are the playback options. You can you can either have to double click or press enter on an option for it to start playing.
And with selected item as two of two.
Or you could have it enqueued, and to enqueue something means to have it appended to the end of the Winamp playlist.
Play selected item as one of two.
I'm just going to select play there.
Double click or enter options. Play all items start with selected on double click and playlist, checkbox checked.
And there are various other display options. The particular option I want to show you. Let's go back to the
library options. One of four tab. Media library six.
Right, media library.
Media library six of eight.
Six of eight in the tree view. Now, this is a bit of a complicated one because the media library settings are divided into four sections. There are four pages to the media library settings. So usually you would expect to be able to press Control Tab, but unfortunately that doesn't seem to work in this case. Although what does work is when you're in the tree view, if you press Shift Tab to go back,
library options 1-4 Tab Control,
you get focus onto the tab control, and you can hear the library options there. So I'm going to arrow across now.
Watch folders 2-4.
Watch folders. This is important. If you have a music collection that's changing, you're adding stuff to it all the time, or you're removing items, then you can tell the media library to keep an eye on certain folders and to update and synchronize itself with the content of those folders as it changes. So that's useful. I'm going to arrow across to the right.
Streaming media 3-4.
And this was the one I was interested in, the streaming media tab. So I'm going to press tab.
Media library, 6 of 8.
Obviously, it's put me back into the tree view.
Close button.
There's the close button.
Winamp will display the checked views under the streaming media item within the media library. No selected item list view.
Right, that's a bit of a mouthful.
No selected item.
We've actually got a combo box here.
Checked internet radio description radio streams powered by Shoutcast 1-4.
Okay, so we can hear that... Shoutcast streams will be listed. I'm going to arrow down.
Checked internet TV description. TV streams powered by Shoutcast 204.
And TV streams will be listed. That's also checked.
Check Winamp music description. Winamp.com's entire music archive 304.
The Winamp.com music archive. So we'll leave that checked as well.
Check Winamp video description. Winamp.com's entire video archive 404.
And the Winamp.com video archive as well. And I expect we'll see more things added to this as time goes on. But these are the various groupings of internet content that's available. And actually, while we're talking about streaming internet content, obviously, if you're installing Winamp with a view to accessing content via the internet, then you'll obviously have to allow Winamp through your firewall if you have one. So that's quite important to point to be aware of. Even if you already have Winamp and you're just upgrading, most good firewalls will see that the Winamp executable has changed, and you'll have to re-authorize that. You'll have to authorize the Winamp again to give it access to the internet.
Specify ratings button.
Okay, I've pressed tab. Now, there's a specify ratings button. Now, this may be important to you if you have kids.
Dialogue, internet,
even if you don't have kids. So I've pressed space on the button.
Teens. Let's see. Everyone suitable for general audiences. Checkbox checked.
Okay, now these are the ratings for the results that you will find in the internet portion of the Winamp Media Library. Hopefully that's relatively clear. In the Winamp library, there are literally thousands of results come up, and some of them are a little bit more tasteful than others. So here you can use the rating system. Not all streams are rated, so you are taking a bit of a chance there. Now, let's go through. There is...
Everyone suitable for general audiences. Checkbox checked.
Everyone suitable for general audiences, that's checked by default.
Teen suitable for teenage audiences, checkbox checked.
The ratings, as they go up, will, you know, determine the whether or not it's suitable for particular audiences. You know, we're talking profanity, we're talking explicit material. So, not all stations are rated, so you may need to select the NE, and it's going to be a bit of potluck. But certainly, you know, if the kids are using the computer, then you might want to come in and tinker with these options.
Adult suitable for adult audiences. Checkbox unchecked.
As you can hear, adult there, for example, is unchecked.
X-rated sexually explicit content. Suitable for adults only. Checkbox unchecked.
And X-rated is unchecked by default. But, you know, if you have a craving for that kind of material, you might want to come in and check those.
Not rated, no rating specified. View at your own risk. Checkbox unchecked.
And then not rated, no rating specified. View at your own risk. Well, I'm going to check that.
Checked.
Because I have a curious mind, and I do want to see the stations that are not rated as well.
OK button.
And then we've got the OK button. So I've
dialogue Winamp preferences Winamp Pro general preferences
got us back to the initial dialogue.
Winamp will display the specify ratings button.
Specify ratings button.
Modify preferences button.
And then there's a modify preferences button.
Dialogue streaming media catch preferences 500 limit number of listings fetch the streams. Refresh all listings every hour radio button check day rate.
Okay, now this determines how many listings are cached and how often Winamp gets updated lists. So
zero.
The default is 500. I happen to know that there are a lot more stations than 500, so I'm just going to add a couple of noughts on here and give it
50,000.
50,000. How's about that? And tab on.
Hour radio button check 1-4.
Listings by default are updated every hour, but you can change that to
day radio button check 2-4.
Day.
Week radio button check 3-4. Never must use refresh button radio button check 4-4.
Never must use refresh button, and that's generally the one I go for. And then when I go to the library, usually the first thing I do is hit the refresh button. Okay, and let's
talk. Automatically refresh listings in the background checkbox unchecked.
Automatically refresh listings in the background is unchecked. So this again is something I'd like to do manually.
Display total bandwidth used by all stations channels checkbox unchecked.
Not sure why you'd want to know the total bandwidth used by all stations and channels, but that's unchecked by default.
OK button.
And then there's an OK button.
Modify preferences button.
So we're back to the modify preferences button, and let's just go and have a quick peek at the last of these four tabs.
Streaming media 3-4 tab control. Media history 4-4.
Media history.
Media life. Close. Recently played. Enable recently played. View media library checkbox checked.
You can have listed in there, as you heard, the most recently viewed items, and you can also...
Recent items enable recent items view in media library checkbox checked. Recent items track when and how many times all files are played checkbox checked.
You can track what you've watched and go back and all that stuff, and it's all very Big Brother, isn't it? Okay, so that's the media library. Let's get back to our tree view.
Recent Winamp preferences. Media library 6 of 8 depth 2 3 view dialog Winamp preferences.
Okay, and there are more options in here. If I continue to arrow down,
CD ripping 7 of 8.
CD ripping. We talked about that a little bit earlier. That's a pay feature. You can rip CDs, but I think you can only do it up to about 4 speed with the Winamp 5 player, unless you pay the $15 and get a registration key.
Close.
And you can specify which format you want to encode to there as well.
Dialog Winamp Pro feature. In order to extract the MP3, you must purchase Winamp Pro. Would you like information on purchasing Winamp Pro? Default yes, why, but...
There you go. That's really confirming what I was just saying. Would I like information on Winamp Pro? No, thank you.
Select the format you wish to encode. MP4 ACLI 1.0304.
And MP4 is selected in there by default. You might want to give that a try and see what you think. Let's continue down here.
Jump to file 8 of 8.
Jump to file. There don't appear to be any settings in there at the moment, but I suspect there will be in the future. So that's the first branch, if you will, of the tree that we've explored there. There are 8 options within that subsection. So let's close that with the left arrow.
General preferences expanded 8 items, depth 1. General preferences closed.
General preferences now closed. Now if I arrow down, listen to what happens.
Skins expanded. 2 items. Installed skins. Winamp Classic 1 of 2 list box.
For some reason, this is quite irritating. When you highlight skins in the tree view, the focus is automatically jumped across into the list of skins. So if you want to get back to the tree view, you'd have to shift tab twice.
Close. Skins expanded 2 items, depth 1 tree view.
There you go. You can hear we're back in the tree view. So if we tab back to where we were.
Installed skins. Winamp Classic 1 of 2 list box.
And obviously you can hear that we have the Winamp Classic skin, the more accessible skin. A skin really is the way in which an application appears visually on the screen to a sighted user. A skinnable application is an application where visually you can get a different look and feel to the front end of the application so that you can make it look very nice and to sort of, I don't know, match your Windows scheme or whatever you happen to want. So obviously not something that us guys are going to be really taking much advantage of.
Read-only edit box current skin information Winamp base skin V5.05.
And then some information obviously about the currently selected skin.
Skins random skin on play are checkbox unchecked.
Random skin on play, so you can have these things changing, so obviously we've left that unchecked.
Skins expanded 2 items, depth 1 tree view.
Back to the tree view. Okay, let's go down.
Classic skins 1 of 2, depth 2.
And then there are some sub-options within skins. I think we're going to leave skins alone, actually. So
skins expanded. Installed skins. Winamp Classic 1 of 2 list box.
And you can hear that focus problem again. And that's on a screen reader thing. That's just Winamp being a
close button. Skin.
Pain in the backside. Which most of the time, let's face it, it isn't. Very powerful media player. And you'll see how flexible that media library is shortly. So I'm going to close
skins
that.
Closed.
Plugins
expanded 6 items.
So now we've got to plugins. Now, plugins come in a number of flavors, the most popular of which are input, general, output, DSP, and visualization. And these control various aspects of Winamp's performance. If you want Winamp to play an obscure media type, then you may need a new input plugin of some description, and these allow you to expand the functionality of Winamp, and there are literally thousands of plugins that have been written for Winamp over the years. The plugin that many of us use for shoutcasting is a DSP plugin, digital sound processing plugin. There are crossfading plugins, which of course are output plugins, and these plugins are they are used in the order that they appear in the chain. So, for example, input plugins are processed before DSP plugins, and then DSP plugins are processed before output plugins, and so on and so forth. So let's just arrow down here.
Input 1 of 6, step 2.
There
this is
go.
A list of installed input plugins for Winamp. You can configure each one by selecting it and hitting configure.
Okay. Now, these plugins appear in a list view on the right-hand portion of the window. Do you remember I described the window earlier that there is a tree view on the left and then the list of plugins over on the right? So let's tab across.
Close button. The plugins below allow Winamp to play the various media types that it does. You can select a plugin and configure view outboxes or uninstall them. Nosoft CD Winamp plugin CDDB2v3.0.
So these are the default plugins that you get with Winamp, and I'm in the list of plugins here.
Nosoft CD Winamp plugin.
So let's go to the top.
Nosoft CD Winamp.
Oh, we are at the top. Okay. Nosoft CD line in. So that's the plugin that allows Winamp to play your CDs. Now, if you were to delete that or remove it, then obviously Winamp wouldn't be able to play CDs.
Nosoft Direct Show Decoder V0.
There's a Direct Show Decoder, so obviously allowing Winamp to play Direct Show content.
Nosoft MIDI Player 3.0.
And then the Nosoft MIDI Player. All these things generally you don't have to deal with, but Winamp needs them to allow you to play back the various types of content that you may want to play with Winamp. And there are some important options here. If I go to the MP3 plugin.
Nosoft Module Decoder V2.0. Nosoft MPEG Audio Decoder 3.04 and MP3.dll 5 of 10.
There it is. And if I hit the configure button, which if I
configure
tab,
Z button.
It's just there.
Property sheet MPEG Audio Decoder settings, general title tags, decoder streaming, decode thread priority.
Okay, now there are a number of tabs here. Now the option I wanted to show you, if I go to the tab control with shift tab.
General 1 of 4 tab control.
Okay, and arrow across to the right.
Title tags 2. A 4.
You can hear title.
Decoder 3. A 4.
Decoder.
Streaming 4. A 4.
And streaming. So let's go down here.
Edit box streaming data buffer 64.
So this is the size of the data buffer. So if you're listening to an internet station, it may well be that there is some congestion on the internet and that station sounds like it's stopping and starting. And this is called rebuffering. When you listen to a station, what essentially you're doing on the internet is you're downloading a file. You're just downloading the stream, and then Winamp is playing that stream as it's being downloaded. And there is a buffer between the data being downloaded and the data which is being played back. And when the buffer gets too small, you get a buffer underrun so that there isn't enough data downloaded for Winamp to play back. So here is where you specify the size of the buffer, and you can hear it's 64K by default, which should be sufficient in most situations, although you may want to increase it. So you can do that there.
Streaming extensions enable shoutcast title support checkbox checked.
Enable streaming title support. Obviously, ACB Radio Interactive just recently launching streaming title support on some of the programs over there, and also we have title streaming on the ACB Radio Cafe all the time. And if you're on a very slow connection, you may want to disable that so that you don't have to download those titles. But realistically, title streaming takes very little bandwidth.
Streaming extensions include stream name and title checkbox checked.
And then obviously the name of the stream that you're listening to. Do you want that to appear in the title?
KB2050 track bar.
Okay, now we've got a couple of track bars here. And this is where you determine how much of the buffer has to be full before Winamp will commence playback. So at the moment, this track bar is set to 20 of 50. So the 64K buffer, which we saw set further up the page, would have to be 40% full before Winamp would start playback.
Streaming extensions 40 of 50 track bar.
And then we've got to the second track bar, and this is similar to the first track bar, but this comes into play when the buffer runs low. So this is currently set to 40 or 50. So if the buffer runs low, then Winamp will hang on until 80% of the buffer is full before it will continue playback. At least that's my understanding. I stand to be corrected.
Save and save files to checkbox unchecked.
And then you can save streams as you're listening to them, and there is a checkbox there for that.
Button.
And then a button, which presumably you can tell Winamp where you want that data saved.
Okay, button.
So that's really pretty much what I wanted to show you in there, as we're dealing with streaming media.
Dialogue. Winamp preferences, Winamp Pro.
So we're back to the Winamp preferences and the list of input plugins. So let's go back to the tree view.
The plugins below allow Winamp.
Just close button. Shift tabbing here.
Input 1 of 6 steps.
There's input.
Output 2 of 6. Close button.
Here again, there are some useful options which you may want to look at. You can only have one output plugin selected at any one time. This is different from the other types of plugins. There may be more than one input plugin, but they don't. When one of them selected, it doesn't preclude the others from being used. So, for example, if you're playing back an MP3, there's nothing to stop you then playing back a MIDI right after the MP3. It doesn't really matter which input plugin you have selected, but with other types of plugins, DSP and output, it does matter which plugin you select. And by default in Winamp 5,
the plugin selected below determines how Winamp plays audio. If you select a plugin, Winamp will use it starting with the next item played for audio output. Direct sound output V2.2.10 out DS.dll 2 of 3 list box.
The default is direct sound. That's a very nice output plugin. It fades music very quickly when you pause and all that stuff, and it's nice enough. But one of the things I like about the original Wave output plugin, which is the one I'm going to select, is it allows you to control Winamp's volume independently of the Windows volume. So that can be quite important. If you're using software speech and you want to set Winamp's volume separately from the volume of the speech in your screen reader, then this is one way you could do it. So we're going to select
Wave Out output V2.0.2 out Wave.
Wave Out, and then go to Configure.
Configure. OK button dialog, Wave Out settings, status display, group box, Microsoft Sound Mapper, device not active.
OK, and now we are in the preferences for the Wave Out plugin.
Cancel device, Microsoft Sound Mapper 103 combo box.
That's where you can set the device. By default, the Microsoft Sound Mapper is selected, or you could select one of your sound cards. If the Wave Mapper is selected, then the default Windows sound device will be used, but it may be that you decide to get another sound card and you wish to specifically have Winamp content played to that card.
Buffer length 2,000 to 4,000 track bar.
And there's the buffer length. This isn't hugely important. The buffer length is the time between reading a file and playing it back. It's not really comparable to the streaming buffer that we talked about earlier on. So you can leave well alone there.
Pre-buffer 0 of 2,000 track bar.
And then there's pre-buffering options.
Buffer ahead on track change 0 of 2,000 track bar. Volume control enable checkbox checked.
This is the option we were looking for. Volume control. The first one is enable, because you can tell Winamp that you don't want it to control the volume in Windows at all. And generally you would control the Winamp volume from the main window of Winamp with the up and down arrow keys, or you could use that hotkey dialog we talked about earlier on to set up your own hotkey so you could control Winamp's volume from anywhere in Windows.
Volume control alt. Setting methods low checkbox unchecked.
Okay, the volume control method. Now this is what I was talking about, the alt setting method. And this, if you have it selected.
Unchecked.
Let's see.
Checked.
There it is. If you have it selected, will allow you to control Winamp's volume independently of that in Windows. You heard a little bit earlier when I turned the volume down. It was at the overall volume of the speech and Winamp. This will allow you to control Winamp's volume separately from your speech.
Volume control reset to original value on stop checkbox unchecked.
And then when you stop Winamp, you can have the original value returned when you stop, and that's unchecked by default.
Reset to defaults button. OK button. Cancel button. Device. Microsoft Sound.
OK, so those are pretty much all the options.
OK.
So let's hit OK.
Wave out setting. Configure C.
So those are the configuration settings for the Wave Out plugin. Let's go back to our tree view.
About A button. Get plugin. Uninstall plugin new. Output 2 of 6 step 2 tree view.
Okay, and we're on the output option at the moment, so let's arrow down.
Visualization 3 of 6.
Visualization. Obviously, we're not going to look at that just now.
DSP Effect 406. Select a DSP library to use.
Okay, DSP plugins. Now, these come in all shapes and sizes and can do a range of tasks, including you can get limiters and compressors. And there are also plugins which will allow you to stream what you're playing in Winamp to a server on the network.
Close button.
Let's look at what comes by default in Winamp 5.
The plugin selected below will be active and will usually modify the sound being played. Select none if you do not wish to use a DSP effect plugin. None one of two list box.
So this is quite important what you select. Now, there is only one default plugin. None is selected by default.
Nullsoft Signal Processing Studio DSP V0.36 DSP SPS.DLL 2 of 2.
Okay, the Nullsoft Signal Processor. And this will let you do all kinds of weird and wonderful things. You can put reverb on your music, or you might want to speed it up or slow it down, and you can have lots of fun with that. Right, so we will unselect that, because we want everything to kind of sound as it should at the moment.
Close. DSP effect 4.
So I've shift-tabbed back to the tree view. I'm going to continue to arrow down.
General purpose 5 of 6.
General purpose plugins.
Close button.
Let's go.
Install here. General purpose plugins loaded at startup. Nullsoft Modern Skin Support V1.0415. No selected item list box. Nullsoft Modern Skin Support V.
Okay, I was just Skin Support is a general plugin.
Nullsoft Global Hotkeys V1.3205.
The Global Hotkeys feature is actually a general purpose plugin.
Jump to File Extra V0.96C305.
And the remaining two options in this are general and the media library. Many of Winamp's features come as general purpose plugins, and of course the media library we've looked at already. So I'm going to press escape to close the preferences. We've had a fairly extensive look at the Winamp preferences, not everything, but give you an idea of the power and flexibility that's available to you there. So let's have a look at this all-new, well, I say all-new, it's been around for about a year, but I don't believe we've demonstrated it on this program before, the Winamp library. Now, as I mentioned earlier, you can sort of hide and bring back the various windows which make up Winamp, and the ones that are open here by default are the main Winamp window, the graphic equalizer, and the playlist editor, and you can get rid of those or bring them back with various hotkeys. To access the Winamp library, we use the combination Alt-L.
Winamp library. Add media to library button dialog. Add media to library. You have no items in your media library. To add items, click the Add media to library button below. Default Add media to library button. Do not show me this again. Checkbox uncheck. Close button.
Okay, then the first time you open the media library, obviously you get that message and you're invited to add stuff to the library. So I will do that now.
Add media to library button.
The add media to library button. So
1988906 preview dialog. Add media to library scan folder and background checkbox unchecked. 1970s 1980s 1980 1981.
Okay, now we've got a tree view of folders.
Okay, button.
Let's go back to the top of this tree.
Musical. Desktop expand.
So we've got to the desktop, and I know that all my media that I want in my library is in a folder called music. So I'm just going to type the first few
music
letters.
Closed 5 of 7.
Okay, so the music is there.
Okay, button.
And then there's an OK
cancel
button. Just let
scan
me
folder in background.
Around.
Checkbox unchecked.
Scan folder in background. Let's check that. So then the library is
checked.
Up to date.
Music closed 5 of 7. OK.
And then press space on the OK button.
Add media to library button dialog. Add media to library. You have no items in your media library. To add items.
Okay, we're brought back to this this dialog, and we have now, in fact, added content to the library. So,
close button.
Going to hit close there. Now we're in the Winamp library, and let's tab around here.
Library button.
There's a library button.
Local media expanded. 7 items. Depth 1 tree view.
A tree view.
Edit box. Search.
The search edit box.
Clear search button.
Clear search.
Search. No selected item list view.
The list view there, which is where the results will appear.
Play button.
And there's a play button.
NQ button.
NQ button, which will let you append items that you select to your Winamp playlist.
Hide info button.
Hide info.
Custom control.
And then a custom control, which unfortunately doesn't appear to be very accessible. So let's go back to the tree view and select one of these media groups.
Library button. Local media expanded. 7 items, depth 1, 3, 0.
So we've got local media at the top. We're going to close that.
Local media closed.
And then arrow down.
Playlists closed.
Playlists.
Devices expanded. 2 items.
Devices, let's close that.
Devices closed. Streaming media expanded.
I'm
4
closing
items.
These things with the left arrow key. And then we've got down to streaming media. And there are 4 items in the streaming media. These are the same four that appeared back in the Winamp preferences when we were looking at the media library streaming property sheet.
Internet radio 1-4, depth 2.
And the top one there is internet radio. Yay. We like internet radio. So
internet radio 1-4.
That's selected. So now we're going to continue
edit
to
box.
Tab.
Clear button. Genre. Search. Notes. Slate button. Angle button. Refresh button.
There it is. There's a refresh button. And if we press space on that, Winamp has now gone away to the internet and is getting a list of internet radio stations from the Shoutcast directory. And this may take a little while because we did increase the number of stations to quite a large number, I think 50,000 or thereabouts. And those items will appear in the search results because we haven't specified any search criteria. So by default in the library, everything will be listed unless you narrow it down by using the search. And the search happens in real time. So as soon as you press a letter, if I was to type A, the results would then change to listing all the results with a letter A in. So there isn't a search button as such. Okay, so I'm going to shift tab back
to button.
The
play button. Search.
List.
No selected item list view.
Okay, we're in the list view.
No select. Club 970 ADS channel high bandwidth. Genre ADS.
Okay, the top item there is Club 977, the 80s channel. And
Club 977 ADS channel
there.
High bandwidth. Genre ADS pop rock now playing YouTube right in the name of love listener 6723 bitrate KBPS 128 106990.
Okay, so we heard that there are 6,990 stations listed, and that this particular station has, I think it was about 6,000 listeners or something. You're given the bit rate and the currently playing track, and all you have to do to play it is just press enter. Okay, obviously I'm just turning that down a bit because it's a little bit on the loud side, and I'm just using the Winamp volume to do that, but the speech has stayed at the same volume, so
Winamp equalizer.
You can hear that. So to change the volume, I pressed Control Tab until I got back to the main Winamp window, and then use the down arrow to reduce the Winamp volume, and because I'm using the Alt setting method, which is a little bit slower, admittedly, but it doesn't control the Windows volume. Okay, so in actual fact, the currently playing track.
Winamp library. 1. The Pointer Sisters, automatic Club 900.
Is the Pointer Sisters and automatic, as you can hear. It took me a while to get to it there, Let's just turn that off with the V. Obviously, the now playing information appearing in the Winamp title bar. You can read that with Control-Shift-T in Windows and Insert-T in JFW. So then, let's go back to the list of stations.
Winamp equalizer. Winamp playlist edit. Winamp library.
Back in the library now.
Library button.
And press, which I got to using the Control tab. And
Internet radio 1-4, depth 2, 3, view.
There's the internet
edit
radio.
Box, search.
So now we've got search. So, I don't know. Say we're interested in seeing if there are any stations with ACB in the title. I'm going to type ACB. And then tab.
Clear button. Genre. Anyone. Search. No selected item list view.
And I'm in the list view.
ACB Radio Interactive with Chrissy on Air.
So there's ACB Radio Interactive with Chrissy on Air. That's the top item there in the list view. So I'm going to press enter. And we should get ACB Radio Interactive. There it is.
1. Ashley Simpson pieces of the ACB Radio Interactive with Chrissy on Air.
Yeah, playing Ashley Simpson. I'm just going to bring Chrissy up a little bit. So that's ACB Radio Interactive. Now, there are other ways to navigate your stations. Let's just get back to
Winamp
library with the control tab.
Winamp library.
Library. I'm just going to go and clear
Internet
the search.
Edit box. Clear button.
There's a clear button just after the search dialog. Now, there is a
edit box
preview
search
here.
Internet radio. Genre. Anyone of 2091 combo pack.
You can hear there are 2,000 genres of music. These are the genres that people, or not necessarily music, but genres of radio. These are the genres that people specify when they're setting up their shoutcast. So, you know, some of them may well be made up genres. But I reckon if we press T, let's go and see if there are any talk stations.
Tagalog 1790. Tal 1791. Talent 1792.
So talent there and
Talent 1790. Talk 1794.
Let's talk. Okay.
Search. No selected item list view.
So now let's go back to the list.
WAM 88.5 FM, Washington, D.C. listener-supported radio genre talk. Listeners 264.
Okay, there's a station from Washington that appears to be a talk station, so press enter on that.
.org. Flood watch through Thursday. Showers developing tonight. Chance of thunderstorms. Rain heavy at times. Lows in the low 70s. It's 78 degrees. This is listener-supported WAMU Washington, 88.5 FM from American University, your NPR news station.
From American
okay.
Media.
So, So you can, of course, also use your global hotkeys as well to control Winamp from the library, but obviously you need to go back to the main window if you want to read the Okay, now I didn't catch the name of the station, so I'm just going to use my mouse
top
keys,
left.
Go to the top left.
Listener supported radio. One dot WAM period space space left paren W A M U space.
WAMU from Washington, listener supported radio. That really is a simple overview of how to use the internet radio streaming feature of the media library, and the TV and the on-demand stuff from winamp.com works in a very similar way.
Winamp library.
If I go to the
library button, internet radio, one of four.
Preview there, that's one of four.
Internet TV, two of four.
There's internet TV.
Content rating, please select the content ratings you want listed in the TV listings. Everyone checkbox, check teens, checkbox, check adult, checkbox. Unchecked X-rated checkbox, unchecked not rated checkbox, check note, no self is not responsible for the content of the internet TV streams or accuracy of the content ratings listed in the internet TV view.
And as soon as we've come to TV, we've got a dialogue popping up advising us to deal with this ratings issue that we looked at earlier. So we've already dealt with that, but again, you can't emphasize enough that you know, the internet is a wild and wondrous place, and you know, there are people out there with all kinds of tastes and preferences for different kinds of material, and those tastes and preferences may not necessarily correlate with yours. So it's important to be aware of this rating system and use it if you feel you need it.
Close button. Internet TV.
Internet TV. So that works pretty much the same as the internet radio.
Winamp.com music 3 or 4.
Winamp.com music.
Winamp.com videos 4.
And Winamp.com videos. So this is on demand content from Winamp.com. And you can browse or search that material. As well as using the Winamp Media Library for streaming media content, you can, of course, use it for navigating content on your own PC. So let's close the streaming media
closed.
Part of this tree view and to go back up.
Devices closed.
Devices. In there, you're going to find things like your CD drive, etc.
Playlists closed.
Playlists, obviously.
Local media closed.
Create your own playlists and local media.
Local media expanded
so
7
let's
items.
Open this.
Audio 1 of 7, depth 2. Video 2 of 7.
Okay, and here this is sorted into various groupings.
Most played 3 of 7.
Most played, audio and video.
Recently
so
added 4 of 7.
Recently added, so let's go to
most
audio.
Played. Audio 1 of 7. Search. No selected item list view. All 3003 artists album 741 tracks 12,842 1 of 3005.
Okay, so we have a list of all the audio content which we added when we first opened the media
no
library.
No selected item list view.
Let's
edit
see.
Box search.
I don't know, let's search for something by Frank Sinatra. So I'm writing Frank Sinatra.
No selected item list view. All 11 albums. Edit by. Clear search button. Frank Sinatra title Strangers in the Night Length.
And there you go. In the search results box, we've got Frank Sinatra, Strangers in the Night, and pressing enter on there, we can hear the man himself.
18. Frank Sinatra, Strangers in the Night.
Strangers in the Night, exchanging glances.
So a very easy way to you know, to navigate and search your library. And of course, if you set those options up to scan your folders in the background, you need never do that again. The library will be pretty much up to date all the time. So you can move stuff around and delete it and add new stuff within a certain folder tree, and then the Winamp library will do its very best to try and keep track of it all. So Winamp 5, not necessarily a dark art, definitely worth upgrading to for some of those features, although I should say that the library did appear in a very basic form in Winamp 2.9. Clearly there are some features that we've skimmed across and others that we've spent a little bit more time on. Really, I wanted to illustrate how you can access the internet radio streams directly from within Winamp, and also you know, really how to get more out of the program over and above just playing your local files. I hope this has been useful. If you have any questions, then of course the usual address, support@acbradio.org, although I should point out that I do have a huge email backlog at the moment, so it's going to take me a little bit of time to get back to you, and I apologise in advance. But certainly let us know via the friends list if you found this useful, and if you'd like us to look at any other aspect of Winamp 5. For specific Winamp 5 questions and to discuss Winamp in greater detail, I'd recommend Chris Skarstad's excellent Winamp for the Blind list. I believe he's just moved it recently, and I don't have those details to hand, but I'm sure if you ask on the ACB Radio friends list or do a Google, you will find it. I think there's a website and a lot of Winamp enthusiasts on there ready and waiting to answer your Winamp related questions. I'm Dave Williams. Thank you very much, and bye for now.